Words can hurt and words can heal. Words can build bridges. Words can burn them down. They can make someone feel seen, valued, loved, or they can tear open wounds that never fully heal. The truth is, words are some of the most powerful tools we have. And yet, many of us throw them around carelessly, forgetting that once spoken, they can't be taken back. We're living in a world that feels more divided and reactive than ever, which is why this matters so much. The way we speak to others and to ourselves matters. It always has, and it always will. The language of my past. Before I began walking this path, I used words as weapons. I used them to hurt, to manipulate, to control the narrative. Even more painfully, I used them on myself. Quietly, cruelly, I would tell myself I wasn't good enough, that I didn't deserve love, that I was destined to fail. And those words, they stuck. They festered. They kept me small. I remember being told early in my recovery that I had a barbed tongue. At that time, I almost wore it like a badge of honor, proof I could defend myself in any verbal battle. But really, I was just scared. I was always in fear, and fear made me lash out. It made me forget that love, real love, starts with what we say when no one else is listening. The way you speak to yourself shapes everything. If you wouldn't say it to someone you love, why say it to yourself? That was the question that changed everything for me. Because the truth is, we're always listening to our own inner dialogue. And when we speak harshly to ourselves, our body, heart, and mind all take it in. So I started small. I started with one kind sentence a day. Sometimes I didn't even believe it. Sometimes it felt fake. But I kept going. And eventually, those gentle words turned into something bigger. Compassion, forgiveness, even love. Speak like it matters, because it does. When I shifted the way I spoke to myself, something else changed. The way I spoke to others. And sometimes that was easier. Giving kind words to others, even when I couldn't give them to myself. But what I found is that the more kindness I gave away, the more I saw myself as someone capable of kindness. The cycle slowly started to shift. Today, I try to ask myself before I speak, will these words hurt or heal? That one question has the power to change a conversation, a relationship, a life. Let your words be the ones that bring light, not pain. Slay of the day, reflect and rise. Do you pause before you speak? Or do your words just pour out? Have your words ever hurt someone you love? What happened? How do you speak to yourself, especially when you're struggling? Can you remember a time when your words helped someone heal? What would change if you made kindness your default language? Call to action. Join the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. What's one small way you can use your words today to heal instead of hurt, either for yourself or someone else? Share your story in the comments. Let's cheer each other on. And if you know someone who's been hard on themselves lately, send this to them. Sometimes the right words come at the right time and change everything. I'm Carrie Genzel, and this is an audio reading of my blog from stateofslay.com. Slay on.